Would you like to live your best life possible, regardless of your imperfections? Discover cutting-edge tools and inspiration to let go of your limitations and expand your life beyond what you've ever imagined. On Imperfect Brilliance, we help you tap into your unique gifts and talents, uncovering and letting your brilliance shine. Join certified facilitators and coaches Betsy McLaughlin and Kathy Williams to delve into different areas of your life, get unstuck, and create the life that is truly possible for you. These joyful ladies have changed their lives by utilizing the tools and techniques they share with you. What if your willingness to acknowledge your brilliance is the catalyst to creating a new reality? When you stop judging you, what else can you create in your life and in the world? Join Kathy and Betsy live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to create magical and joyous possibilities for an hour of laughs, questions, tips, and more. We are excited to contribute and play with you.
Welcome to Imperfect Brilliance, everyone. It's Kathy Williams, hopefully here with Betsy McLaughlin. We'll see. But regardless, we're going to have a fun conversation today. So we're going to talk about creating your best year yet, and also what maybe you don't want to do anymore. Because I know so often in the beginning of the year, I'm kind of inundated by emails, maybe you are too, about creating your best year and, you know, making it amazing this year. And that's really great and a good time of year to do it, right? In the beginning. However, every single day we have the chance for a new start. And maybe there are some things we also will choose not to do and to let go of this year, like things that would make our year a cruddy year. So we'll take a look at that too, and play with some questions and ideas to let go of what you want to let go of and create something different. So a little bit about me and maybe us before we get started. Betsy and I have had this radio show for several years now, maybe even three, and we got started because we love to contribute to people and help them. And I love hearing from you all across the world, from Sweden to Canada to Brazil and Asia, all over. We've heard from you and we just love it. So thanks for writing in. You can always write us at imperfectbrilliance@gmail.com or reach out to us on Facebook. And a lot of our show ideas come from you. Thankfully, we don't have to think them up. You do. So we appreciate that. And if you have ideas for us, please, again, imperfectbrilliance@gmail.com, or we're both on Facebook and Instagram as well. And please, if you do reach out to us on Facebook individually, do just mention that you're a listener, because, you know, there are lots of Facebook accounts that aren't real and people duplicating accounts. So we want to make sure we do friend you. So just add a note when you message us. All right. Beyond that, we coach people all over the world and facilitate classes from radical abundance to access consciousness bars and the foundation. And if you would like to host a class, please let us know. And you can find Betsy at creatingyumminess.com and me at meetkathywilliams.com, Kathy with a K, Williams with an S. So that's all our fun stuff we've got going on. And I have a couple of fun webinars coming up, as well as the Radical Abundance online class. And that is just one of my favorites, because to see people create what they've always wanted to create, from retreats in Italy to an abundance of money is what lights me up. So if you'd like to get on the next course, it starts January 26th, and it's truly amazing. I have one lady who took the course in November who just reached out and said, "Hey, Kathy, you know, this course is so full. I don't know if people know how rich it is in material." And another one also reached out and said, "Kathy, like, I've always wanted to know how to manifest things, and I finally get it. I've wanted to know for 16 years, and your course finally got me there. So I've listened to the last call 3 times. So if you'd like that kind of stuff going on in your life, meet KathyWilliams.com/abundance. We'll get you there. So today's topic, like, what would we like to not carry with us into this new year? And as I kind of reflected on that question, you know, one of the things I thought about was really, you know, taking anything and making it significant. So making how I feel, if I feel cruddy or sad or unmotivated, making that significant, right? Making it mean something. Like, let's say I don't feel like exercising. Well, I could look at it and be like, how is my life going to be in 10 years if I choose not to exercise right now? And it might actually be expansive. How is my life going to be in 10 years if I do exercise right now? And if I get that it's more expansive, if I get a sensation of lightness or expansion in my chest, then I'll choose it despite feeling like, oh, I don't want to do it. Or, you know, because a lot of times we'll stop ourselves, especially right before we've achieved something amazing. We'll stop ourselves just before we reach that. Oh, I don't feel like calling that person. I don't feel like, you know, going to the meeting or the party or whatever it is. And the question is, if you do, what future is it creating? And if you don't, what future is that creating? And what you want to do is go with the lightest future. Okay? So sometimes, yeah, you're not going to exercise. Maybe you're feeling a cold coming on, or you don't want to go to the party, and you really get the sense that, yeah, it's more generative to stay home. And you stay home and rejuvenate yourself, or get an insightful idea and run with it, you know? So it's not about what's the right thing to do or the wrong thing to do in any given situation. It's simply, what future is it creating if I go with it? Then if I don't? And I want to make the point that, you know, we use the tools of access consciousness in this radio show. And one of the things that it's really important to be aware of is when you have resistance or don't feel like something, that's not heavy. Okay, we have tools of light and heavy. And light is this expansive feeling. Ah, my future feels more expansive to choose this. Okay, go with that. However, if you feel resistance towards something or don't feel like it, you have to ask another question, okay? Because you often, people just make the conclusion, oh, this is heavy, I'm not going to do it, right? When I get a sense that something's heavy, I might ask, okay, well, is now the time, right? Because maybe it's not the time to call that person. Right? It's heavy to call this person. Okay. Is it now the time? Oh, is it my resistance to it? Oh, is it, you know, I need more information before I do? You know, asking all sorts of questions to dig up, you know, more awareness. And then, you know, if it's appropriate to call that person, maybe it's a different person you're to call. So if it is appropriate, you know, when is the time? And, oh, is this just my resistance? Okay, I'm going to choose it anyway because my future is lighter if I do. I think I hear Betsy. Betsy?
I'm here. Are you here? Thank you.
Yay. Okay. Yay. So we're discussing today. So happy to have you here. Some of the things maybe we don't want to carry with us into the new year. Like if you continue doing those, you will have a crappy year. And then some of the things and tools to add to our lives to create a better year. And so I talked about no significance and also no significance to I don't feel like it. And letting that stop us.
Well, and those are always interesting things because is it really that you don't feel like doing something, or do you have an awareness that you need to ask more questions on? And I know when I would get that sense, Kathy, I would feel like if I didn't feel like doing something, then I would kind of beat myself up, like, why am I not doing this? I really should be doing it. I'm a bad mom because I'm not doing whatever it is I decided I was supposed to be doing, you know, and then that, of course, keeps you from choosing anything other than because you're so busy beating yourself up that and then that can just perpetuate forever. And so in that, you know, like, is it really that you are procrastinating? So, like, everywhere you've already, like, made a decision about something where that will just kind of have you everywhere you turn hitting a brick wall and not being able to do anything different, where maybe it's simply an awareness. So I love that we talk about this where we'll offer questions, we offer the tools so that perhaps by asking questions, instead of concluding that, you know, I'm just a lazy bum or whatever it is I may have decided because I didn't feel like doing something, when you ask the questions, it does open other avenues of opportunities to come to you. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Exactly. And I discussed some of the questions we might like to ask.
Wonderful.
When, you know, resistance or I don't feel like it pops up.
Yeah, wonderful. Thank you. And apologies for being late. My husband fell and literally fell on his face.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah. So we had a little bit of a mess to clean up this morning, but he's all good. He's good. Just has a little bit of a swollen face. And
oh, wow. Okay.
So I apologize for being late. So what other questions and things like if that we can ask here, we're, you know, at the precipice of 2019. So what choices could you make and what questions can you ask? Maybe even of things that you've never allowed yourself to ask before.
I like that.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. And because I can kind of sense that some people might be like, but I have never really even been allowed to ask. So would you be willing to give yourself permission to ask for everything that you desire and even things you're not aware of that you desire? You know, so are you stopping yourself from even asking these questions?
You know, and I get that some people are listening to this while driving their car or while doing other activities.
Mm-hmm.
And just maybe it would be useful to make a mental note, like, take some space. Make space with a good cup of coffee or wine or tea or whatever it is for you, and sit down and be like, okay, you know, if I'm the orchestrator of much of my life, right? If I'm the orchestrator of my life, what would I like to add to my life this year?
Love
what would
that
I
question.
Add to the soup? Would I like more adventure? Would I like really interesting people to collaborate with? Would I like more alone time? What would I like to add? And, you know, I'm a mom of relatively young children. They're 6 and 9. And several years ago, I remember just being in the space where I was like, well, what I would really love is to travel, but like that's possible. You know, I have 2 young children. You know, at that time, one was probably in preschool or kindergarten. He must have been in preschool. And, you know, just felt like, geez, that is what I would really like, but I don't see that happening. And then sort of looking at it like, okay, well, if I could create that and I could create it in a way that worked for all of us, not just me, but all of us, like maybe there's someone, heck, the kids would like better than me, right, to be with them. Maybe someone even more fun than me. And I started to look at it and sort of shape my life into the way that I would like it to be. And I set a question that year. And it was kind of an overarching question for the year. And it was, what would it take to be paid massively to travel? And that question really lit me up. Really lit me up. So that is the first year I was invited all over to Canada. I went and facilitated with Betsy in DC. I went all over. So the questions you ask really can shape what shows up. So during the break, maybe you'd like to reflect on that. What would you like to ask for that's maybe bigger or greater than you've asked for before? And we'll be right back. Thanks, everybody.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine, Paul Avgerinos. A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
Dad, this is fun. I didn't think I'd like kayaking.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, but I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm going to return the kayak.
Can we walk home?
How about a taxi?
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Imperfect Brilliance. Kathy Williams and Betsy McLaughlin here, kicking off the new year. Merry 2019. You guys could be listening to this call in 2021, so whenever you're listening to it. The questions that we're asking and the tools and techniques that we're sharing, they're certainly not just applicable to the first of the year. They really, truly are something that you can use with you every single day. And Kathy had a brilliant question right before the break that she asked that encompassed the entire year. And Kathy, would you mind repeating that question to the best of your memory? Because I thought it's such a great question. And I love the open-ended questions like that of, you know, truly inviting in all possibilities without having expectation of what shows up.
Yeah, I remember the question vividly because it really
was something
I asked for. And thank you. I continued to ask for all year and without a need attached to it, but just the sense of like, wow, what would my life be like? This is what I would really like. So the question is, what would it take to be paid massively to travel? And as I said, that was the first year that lots of travel and invitations and classes all over the country and, well, all over the U.S. and Canada really started opening up for me. And then the following year, I was invited all over the world. So, you know, and some of those invitations I took, and some of them are still in the works. So if you're in the Middle East, I will get there. I've been invited so by several people, actually, to several places. So in the Midwest, I mean, the Middle East and Brazil are in the works, and London and Vienna. So if you're in those areas or somewhere nearby and might like to tag another class on to something like that, then contact me, because it's just so super fun. But what's really fun to me is to see how our asks start to actualize in the world, because I had no idea how that would show up. You know, what would it take to be paid massively to travel? I don't know what that looks like, you know, but the universe does. And that's one of the beautiful things. If we start to trust that when we ask, life opens up to us in miraculous and amazing ways. So I'm just going to share with you my question for this year, which is, what would it take to collaborate with people who inspire the socks off me? Actually, I should come up with a better way of saying it, because I actually don't usually wear socks being from Hawaii. So, but just like, and collaborate with people who massively light me up and rock my world. So I can't wait to see what shows up or how that shows up. It's not up to me. It's up to me to ask and receive and to follow the breadcrumbs of the universe, wherever it may lead, wherever those lead. So that's my ask for this year. Betsy, do you have and ask something that lights you up and you'd love to kind of use to shape the year?
You know, I love what you said, and it's true. When you actually put energy towards something where you've maybe never been willing to ask before or thought, I know I used to have a point of view like I couldn't ask for more than, you know, my share, or, you know, kind of have those senses and feelings like, oh, I can't ask for too much. And now I'm like, you know, as you just said, you know, it's up to the universe to answer. And, you know, getting out of my own way of whatever that is, whatever it looks like, and really to be. And so my questions and what I was just looking at adding for the year is, you know, like what, who and what can show up that exponentializes the joy in my life? And, you know, I've also been asking to travel and for people to, you know, invite me to different places, and things are showing up there for me as well. As you mentioned, you may or may not even accept all of the invitations. So, but it's looking at the energy of each invitation, each ask, and then what else can you ask beyond that? And I, you know, as you guys know, if you're regulars playing with us on the radio show or any of our classes or anything else, you know that we love to laugh and have fun and bring lightness to sometimes very serious subjects. And in that, you know, it's like, how much more joy can I bring to my life? And so that's one of my asks for the year. And I love that even just asking it has already set wheels in motion. You know? And so when you get, if you don't have any expectations about what will show up, what does show up is many, many times just a huge surprise. And you're kind of like, oh, wow, check that out.
Are you saying it's better than maybe you could have expected?
Yeah, a lot of times it really is. And, you know, even if it's something that you may judge as bad, it's like, huh, I wonder what gift this is. And that's actually a question I love to ask when there's something that I may be perceiving as upsetting or wrong or whatever. It's like, oh, what is the gift here that I'm not even aware of? And I was just on a call about family, and that was one of the questions that was brought up. It's like, oh, what's the gift here that I've never even considered? So that's another question that I love asking when it just, again, it opens up something and gets me out of my any stuck point of view that I may have about a situation.
Exactly. One of my favorites, too, and I have lots of great stories about that, using that question. So, you know, one of the things that so often takes us away from creating what we would like to create is distraction, right? Being distracted by, you name it, right? I have a mm-hmm. friend who said, I didn't realize I used music as a distraction. Maybe
wow.
You don't use music. I don't, but I definitely have been known to use food or Facebook or, you know, checking email or things like that as a distraction. And that's not something I really want to carry into this year. So what I ended up doing was putting Facebook in a folder on my phone that takes multiple steps. Like I can't just click Facebook. I have to click the folder and then scroll the folder to the side and then click Facebook. And that has markedly decreased the amount of time I go on Facebook. It's amazing. Just having two extra steps I have to go through, right? Having to click the folder and then swipe the folders to the side to then click Facebook. I don't go to Facebook as a distraction anymore.
Interesting.
It's fascinating. Yeah. And I'm quite happy about that because, you know, those nice as Facebook is and useful as it can be, right, to connect with people and to get the word out about different things, it really can be a time suck.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm just curious if, let's say, we spend half an hour on Facebook during a day. Well, that's 3.5 hours at the end of a week,
right? And then at the end of, at the end of a month, that's more than, you know, that's like 14 hours. That's a lot on Facebook.
You know, my most recent upgrade actually tells me how much time I spent on my phone.
And isn't that so cool? I love that.
Fascinated by that. I was like, you spent blah, blah, blah amount of hours on your phone this week. And then it gave me the stats. It's like, you're down X percent from the previous week. And I was like, oh my goodness gracious. You know, like the amount of time spent on our phones is tremendous. And I remember when cell phones, you know, first became really, really popular, and my son was on his like pretty much nonstop. And I was look at that and go, wow, like, again, like you talked about, how much do we use all of that that we don't even realize we're doing? So, you know, if we're mindful of every activity that we do, how does that contribute to what we would like to create for our lives, you know, to exponentialize everything we're asking for and not be distracted by so many things.
Right. I mean, you go to a restaurant and you see people on their phones and granted, they may be doing something really useful. However, a lot of times it's like, do I really need to know the capital of Zimbabwe right now? Or do I really need to know you know, I mean, we have access to all this information like at our fingertips. So if someone asks the question, how long does it take for the blood to pump through your body? You go, oh, well, let me just check. Right? Instead of like, I wonder.
Let me Google.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
And so one of the things I'd really like this year is real and meaningful connection. And you know, it reminds me of a party I was at the other day. I met some really interesting people. Maybe we'll have them, one of them on the show sometime soon. One lady runs Deepak Chopra's center in New York. And anyway, you know, there was a guy standing next to me at the party doing stuff on his phone. And I'm just like, I wonder, like, is he socially uncomfortable right now? Or like, is something really important? But like, he was just standing there on his phone. And every once in a while, he would pitch into the conversation. So he was listening on some level, but it was just like really interesting behavior and one that we didn't see 15 years ago.
You know? Well, that's so true. Yeah, there was none of that. You know, and I wonder like what other ways did people use back then to distract and withdraw? So we've just, you know, like there are what our technology has created is absolutely mind-blowing. And then at the same time, you know, like, again, being mindful of, are you creating, you know, meaningful relationships in your life, you know, and what is meaningful to you? And whatever that is for you, what are you doing to plant those seeds to make sure that they continue to flourish?
Yeah. Yeah.
Gosh, we've been all over the place today, Kathy. Go ahead.
Right? Well, and knowing the addictive nature of, you know, certain games or Facebook or whatever, they specifically design it to draw us in. And, you know, we get dopamine spikes from certain activities and all of this. And it's like, okay, that's not wrong. However, what is it creating for your life, your living, and your future?
Uh-huh.
And so I've learned to, I'm going to dinner, you know, leave the phone in the car. You know, no one needs to get in touch with me for 1 hour.
Yes. Yeah. And I love that question, what am I creating for my life and my living?
Yeah. And that is with anything, you know, with certain relationships. Are there relationships in your life that are sucking your energy? Not only with technology, but with people, right? And so to interact with these people, okay, what is that creating? Well, how could you
How could you
interact with these people or not interact with them in a way that would create more ease, more possibility?
Yes. And that kind of goes with your ask for the year, you know, like to collaborate with people that really light you up. So, you know, if you're asking for those kinds of things, and then on the other side of the fence, you might have people who are a drain to you, then what can you do with those relationships, and what questions can you ask? What energies can you be to be like in congruency with the asks that you're having and you're asking for to be in all aspects of your life?
That's a great question. And, you know, I mean, I have a friend who's kind of a drain on my energy. And I finally had to ask myself, what do I love about this distraction? Right? Because they're distracting me from creating something better. Distracting me from using my life energy to create something I would like. I wouldn't like drama, but on some level, I'm allowing this friend to distract me and suck me into drama.
So then when you ask that question, so what do I love about this? So then do you keep asking that question, Kathy? Do you do it one time?
Well, what I did was, yeah, we can talk about that when we get back. I used the clear statement with it. Most definitely.
I love it.
Thanks for listening to Imperfect Brilliance, everybody. We'll be back in just a moment.
Thank you.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose. To link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras, a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life, a sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com, M-E-T-T-A, mindfulnessmusic.com.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. This cat makes me make art. He's always motivating me to draw pictures of him. He just is motivating artistically. He's my best friend. A lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
Keyboard Cat, YouTube star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Start yours today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Imperfect Brilliance, everyone. This is Kathy Williams here with my co-host, Betsy McLaughlin, and we are discussing the new year. What maybe we're not going to do, and what questions and different tools to use to create a better year. So we were talking about, what do I love about this distraction?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I did ask it a number of times, you know, whenever it would come up for me. Right. So if something, you know, in this case, my friend was distracting to me, you know, and all the dramas, just what do I love about being distracted by this? Okay. What do I love about carrying this pain for them? Right. I don't need to carry their pain for them. And yet I would. Mm-hmm. So everything that is, I would use the clearing statement, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and puck, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And what a gift the clearing statement is, because it really does energetically lift away layers of yuck, stuckness, points of view, whatever it is, energies that don't work for us. And for those of you to whom the clearing statement is new, you can find out more about it at theclearingstatement.com.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So what other things would you like to ask for, Kathy, that you've never allowed yourself to ask for?
What a great question. It's, you know what, I have this meditation I used to listen to when my first baby was born. So that was about 9 years ago, almost 10 at this point. And mm-hmm. I was 12, you know. And like, it would just have you sit and imagine that the universe is your mother and your father and really wishes to gift to you. So I would sit and just tap into what would I like to have. And mostly those are qualities, right? The quality of being lit up, the quality of feeling connected, the quality of having a creative flow, the quality of adventure, all of those things. And so then you would sit and do that, imagining and sensing, not imagining, that the universe would love to gift these to you. And then the meditation said, ask for more. And I really loved that part, because it was like, oh yeah, there's more I could ask for. There's more the universe could gift to me. There's more. So what else would I love to have? What else would I love to be and do and create? So, you know, for me, I really love the Radical Abundance class. And one of the elements in it is looking at our desires and looking at, well, is this really my desire?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one lady saying, I would really love to have a private jet. And then she was like, that's not my desire at all. That's really, you know, what you're supposed to desire or something like that. And so it's fun to watch people cross off desires off their list, because it wasn't really theirs to begin with. Or maybe it was, but it was relevant 10 years ago and it's not relevant now. So, you know, one of my desires is to have the Radical Abundance program grow, because the things I see people creating and tapping into, and, you know, people saying, this is the first year, right? One guy took my class in April and he said, Kathy, this is the first year I'm ending the year with a surplus instead of with debt. And so those are the kind of things I love to see people create. So one of my big desires is to take more people through Radical Abundance and see what it creates for all of us And so, again, if you're interested in that program, there is the online program. And then if you'd prefer to be in person, doing all the exercises and meditations and tapping into your deeper levels of creation, you can also come play with us with the dolphins in California in September in Laguna Beach. So all of that is at meetkathywilliams.com, and there's a retreat tab and there's the online program tab where you can join us in January or join us in September. So those are some of my things that I would really like to create this year. And then one of the things that lights me up so much is leading meditations and energetic exercises. So getting some CDs and things out there for people to use. And how about you, Betsy?
Oh my gosh, so many things light me up.
And you know, the what I love that question of what have I not even allowed myself to ask for that,
yeah,
if I would ask for it would change everything. I started asking for that, and like just what's showing up is truly magical. And you know, and then also I run that clearing statement, you know, anywhere, any place, any time I decided that I can't have, you know, and it's fill in the blank of whatever it is, then I will run that clearing statement for any decisions that I've made, you know, like that I have solidified into place. Run that clearing statement, right and wrong, good, bad, pop, all nine shorts, boys and beyond, and ask for the infinite possibilities to show up.
I love that. Yeah. Constantly asking questions, we are.
Yes. And there, it's such a, asking these questions are such a gift. And I would love to add also the element of gratitude in our conversation, because I have certainly found for me when I am the space of gratitude with everything, you know, like just even it could be the smallest of things to the biggest of things when we're grateful, you know, like even with my husband falling today and everything that I said, oh my gosh, you know, it could have been so much worse. He didn't have to get stitches. You know, it was manageable. It was wow, because he was fast asleep and he fell out of bed. You know, so it's just like all the things that I'm so grateful that it wasn't a lot worse. I'm so grateful I'm not at the hospital right now. I'm so grateful it was just a little fall out of bed. And constantly being in that state of gratitude for everything that comes in, it, to me, is such a gift that you can give yourself and your family and your friends 24/7. And when you are that space of gratitude, what is that gift to others that you have never acknowledged?
And I would invite when you're being you, your joyful, lit up self,
mm-hmm.
What is that gift that you haven't acknowledged?
True story.
These are actually two keys to abundance: acknowledgement and gratitude. And I have a whole hour webinar on this because they're so useful. They're so necessary, actually, in having a life of abundance. So if you just ping me on my website, I can get you that webinar, meetkathywilliams.com. And yeah, it's life-changing to add these and to add the exercises that really magnify gratitude and acknowledgement in our lives. And in fact, they've been scientifically shown. Gratitude has been scientifically shown to change the way your brain works. Because what we focus on expands, right? So if we're focusing on what we're thankful for, well, we're going to see more to be thankful for. When we're focusing on the pain and the suffering and the agony, guess what? It's really easy to find more of that. But that's not really fun. So if you lived every day this year with a sense of gratitude and looking for what's the gift in this, regardless of the circumstance, I wonder what your year would be like. I wonder what you will be like next year if you live that way every day. Like, makes me lit up. Yay.
Totally.
Wow. And,
totally.
And imagine, you know, and how that ripples out, Betsy. You know, because you, instead of, you know, being like, oh, woe is me, how horrible, you're making me late, and, you know, looking for the gift and what happens with your husband.
Yes. Yeah.
So that changes the energy.
Mm-hmm. And everywhere that you think you don't have the power to shift something, would you be willing to destroy and uncreate that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And what I mean by that is, you know what, we can get so stuck in our feelings and our points of view. Like, you know, like if you're sad, well, I can't help but being sad. Well, what if you could find something, again, to be grateful for, even with the sadness? So it can so shift things. And where you may feel like you are powerless to change a situation, what questions can you ask? What energy and invitation can you be that actually can change things? And then the other question I'd like to ask there is, what are you changing that you're not even aware that you are changing?
That's, again, the acknowledgement piece. And sometimes, you know, it's not showing up as fast as we hoped, or sometimes to the degree that we hoped. But, like, what changes can you acknowledge? I remember someone a couple of weeks ago telling me, Kathy, I'm the one who's taking the classes, but is it possible my husband's changing because I'm taking the classes? And I said, yes. No, you're changing. So what can you acknowledge about that? Yeah. And then they said, well, that's not really fair. And I was like, well, is it making your life better?
Yes. Well, and that's true. You know, you might be the one doing so much, and but it, everyone around you reaps the benefits of everything you're doing. You know, it's like you're planting your garden, and you're not the only one who's going to eat from that garden. So, you know, when you look at it that way, that you are a tremendous gift beyond anything that you have ever acknowledged that you are, for yourself, as well as every single person you come in contact with. And if you're willing to acknowledge that, embrace it, be grateful for every single thing you've created, the good, the bad, the ugly, the beautiful, the amazing, and everything in between. And, you know, how much more gratitude can you have for yourself, first and foremost? And would you be willing to give yourself a big squeeze and a hug of gratitude for everything you are?
Yay! You know, it can be so easy for us to look at our shortcomings and look mm-hmm. at, well, I would have liked to have done this better, right? I mean, essentially, a lot of times that's what New Year's resolutions are. Oh, I didn't do this well enough, so I'm going to do it better. I didn't eat well enough, so I'm going to eat better. I didn't exercise enough. I'm going to do that. You know, all of this. And instead of saying something to the effect of, okay, cool, how would my body like to move? Would my body like to move more? This, you know, and if so, how? Oh, well, I would like to be more aware of how I eat and how my body responds to that, right? So instead of looking for the awareness and looking for, oh, what would feel good to my body, I didn't do this well enough, so I've got to do it better. Therefore, I'm going to resolve. And guess what? And according to, you know, the popular statistic, I'm not sure how accurate it is, only 8% of people follow through on their resolution.
Whoa. Amazing.
8. So what if you made it fun this year with some gratitude, looking for the awareness and asking lots of questions? What's right about you? Thank you so much, Betsy.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, everybody.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.
Perfect, brilliant.
And reach out to us. We'd love that. If you can't wait till next week, you can find us on SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, Om Times. And, yeah, thanks for listening. iTunes, too. Aloha, everybody.